15. The Complete Peanuts by Charles Schulz. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Complete Peanuts by Charles Schulz is a comprehensive collection of the entire run of the classic comic strip, from its debut in 1950 to its final original daily and Sunday strips in 2000. The book includes all 17,897 strips that were published during this 50-year period. It also features an introduction by Garrison Keillor and an essay on Schulz's life and career by David Michaelis. The book begins with a brief biography of Charles Schulz, detailing his early years growing up in Minnesota as well as his time serving in World War II. This is followed by a detailed look at how he developed the characters for Peanuts over time, including Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Linus Van Pelt, Lucy Van Pelt, and many others. The book then moves into the actual comics themselves, which are presented chronologically from 1950 to 2000. Each strip is accompanied by commentary from various experts such as art historians or cartoonists who provide insight into why certain jokes worked or what made them so popular with readers. There are also essays about specific topics related to Peanuts such as religion or sports, which give further context to some of the themes explored throughout the series. In addition to providing readers with access to every single one of Schulz's strips ever published, The Complete Peanuts also contains several other bonus materials such as interviews with family members and friends who knew him best, rare photographs, sketches, letters written between Schulz and fans, advertisements featuring characters from Peanuts, merchandise catalogs featuring products based on characters from the strip, plus much more. Overall, The Complete Peanuts provides an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about Charles M. Schulz's beloved comic strip series while giving fans old and new alike access to every single one of his works ever published, making it essential reading for any fan looking for a comprehensive overview of this timeless classic. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Snoopy's imagination. Snoopy is a beloved character in the Peanuts comic strip, and his vivid imagination is a major source of humor. He often pretends to be different characters, such as a World War I flying ace, and his daydreams often take him on wild adventures. Main idea number 2. Charlie Brown's insecurities. Charlie Brown is the main protagonist of the Peanuts comic strip, and his insecurities are a major source of humor. He often struggles with his own self-doubt and is often the butt of jokes from his peers. Main idea number 3. Lucy's bossiness. Lucy is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and her bossiness is a major source of humor. She often tries to control the other characters and is often frustrated when her plans don't work out. Main idea number 4. Linus' security blanket. Linus is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and his security blanket is a major source of humor. He often carries it around with him and is often seen using it to comfort himself in times of stress. Main idea number 5. Schroeder's love of music. Schroeder is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and his love of music is a major source of humor. He often plays the piano and is often seen listening to classical music. Main idea number 6. Sally's naivety. Sally is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and her naivety is a major source of humor. She often misunderstands the world around her and is often seen making silly mistakes. Main idea number 7. Peppermint Patty's clumsiness. Peppermint Patty is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and her clumsiness is a major source of humor. She often trips over her own feet and is often seen making silly mistakes. Main idea number 8. Marcy's intelligence. Marcy is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and her intelligence is a major source of humor. She often outsmarts the other characters and is often seen giving them advice. Main idea number 9. Woodstock's mischief. Woodstock is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and his mischief is a major source of humor. He often causes trouble for the other characters and is often seen getting into trouble. Main idea number 10. Pigpen's messiness. Pigpen is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and his messiness is a major source of humor. He often leaves a trail of dirt and dust wherever he goes and is often seen making a mess. Main idea number 11. Rerun's clumsiness. Rerun is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and his clumsiness is a major source of humor. He often trips over his own feet and is often seen making silly mistakes. Main idea number 12. Frida's hair. Frida is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and her hair is a major source of humor. She often wears her hair in a unique style and is often seen trying to style it in different ways. Main idea number 13. Violet's gossip. Violet is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and her gossip is a major source of humor. She often spreads rumors and is often seen trying to get the other characters in trouble. Main idea number 14. Patty's jealousy. Patty is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and her jealousy is a major source of humor. She often gets jealous of the other characters and is often seen trying to one-up them. Main idea number 15. Franklin's kindness. Franklin is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and his kindness is a major source of humor. He often helps out the other characters and is often seen trying to make them feel better. Main idea number 16. The Little Red-Haired Girl. The Little Red-Haired Girl is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and her mysteriousness is a major source of humor. She often appears in the background and is often seen making Charlie Brown blush. Main idea number 17. Snoopy's siblings. Snoopy has a number of siblings in the Peanuts comic strip, and their antics are a major source of humor. They often get into trouble and are often seen causing chaos. Main idea number 18. Snoopy's doghouse. Snoopy's doghouse is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and its design is a major source of humor. It often changes shape and is often seen being used in different ways. Main idea number 19. Snoopy's writing. Snoopy is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and his writing is a major source of humor. He often writes stories and is often seen typing away on his typewriter. Main idea number 20. Snoopy's dancing. Snoopy is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and his dancing is a major source of humor. He often dances to music and is often seen performing silly dances. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Snoopy's imagination is a major source of humor in the Peanuts comic strip. He often pretends to be different characters, such as a World War I flying ace, and his daydreams take him on wild adventures. In one memorable story arc, Snoopy imagines himself as an author writing a novel about his own life. His attempts at literary greatness are constantly interrupted by Lucy and Linus, who try to get him back down to Earth. In another storyline, Snoopy dreams that he has been transported into outer space where he meets aliens from other planets. The aliens have their own unique culture and language, which Snoopy must learn in order to communicate with them. This imaginative journey takes him through galaxies far away from home. Snoopy's vivid imagination allows readers of the Peanuts comic strip to explore new worlds alongside their favorite character. Whether it's battling Red Baron or exploring alien cultures, there is always something exciting happening when Snoopy uses his imagination. Main idea number 2. Charlie Brown is a classic example of someone who struggles with insecurities. He often doubts himself and his abilities, which leads to him being the butt of jokes from his peers. His lack of self-confidence can be seen in many aspects of his life, such as when he tries out for sports teams or attempts to talk to girls. Despite these setbacks, Charlie Brown never gives up and continues to try new things. His insecurities are also a source of humor throughout the Peanuts comic strip. Whether it's Lucy pulling away the football just before Charlie Brown kicks it or Snoopy teasing him about not having any friends, there's always something funny going on that involves Charlie Brown's insecurity. Despite all this, Charlie Brown remains an optimistic character who never stops trying despite his fears and anxieties. He may not always succeed, but he keeps pushing forward no matter what obstacles come his way. Main idea number 3. Lucy's bossiness is a major source of humor in the Peanuts comic strip. She often tries to control the other characters, and her plans rarely work out as she expects them to. Lucy will come up with elaborate schemes or ideas that she believes will make things better for everyone, but they usually end up backfiring on her instead. Her attempts at controlling the other characters are often met with resistance from Charlie Brown and Snoopy, who don't always agree with her plans. Despite this, Lucy remains determined to get what she wants and continues trying to impose her authority over others. This can be seen when she sets up a psychiatric booth in which people can pay 5 cents for advice from the doctor. Despite being unsuccessful in getting customers, Lucy still insists on keeping it open until someone pays for advice. The fact that Lucy's bossiness never succeeds makes it all the more humorous. It serves as an example of how even though we may have good intentions, our plans don't always turn out as expected, something many readers can relate to. Main idea number 4. Linus's security blanket is a source of comfort and humor for him throughout the Peanuts comic strip. He often carries it around with him, and in times of stress he can be seen clutching it tightly to his chest. It's become an iconic symbol of Linus's character, representing his need for security and stability in a chaotic world. The blanket also serves as a reminder that even when things seem overwhelming, there are still sources of comfort available. The security blanket has been featured prominently in many storylines over the years. In one memorable story arc, Linus loses his beloved blanket while on vacation at the beach. After searching frantically for hours, he eventually finds it buried beneath some sand dunes, much to everyone's relief. This episode highlights how important this object is to Linus; without it he feels lost and vulnerable. In addition to providing emotional support for its owner, the security blanket also serves as a metaphor for childhood innocence and naivety. Despite all the challenges life throws at us from time to time, we can always find solace in our own little corner of safety, just like Linus does with his trusty old blankie. Main idea number 5. Schroeder is a beloved character in the Peanuts comic strip, and his love of music is one of the most endearing aspects of his personality. He can often be seen playing the piano with great skill and enthusiasm, or listening to classical music on headphones. His passion for music has been a source of humor throughout the series, as he often gets so lost in it that he fails to notice what's going on around him. In addition to being an accomplished pianist, Schroeder also has an impressive knowledge of classical composers and their works. He frequently references them when discussing musical topics with other characters in the strip. This knowledge serves as another reminder that despite his young age, Schroeder takes his love for music very seriously. The Complete Peanuts by Charles Schulz offers readers a deeper look into Schroeder's relationship with music. Through this collection we get to see how much joy it brings him and how important it is to him overall. It's clear from reading these strips that Schroeder loves nothing more than making beautiful music. Main idea number 6. Sally's naivety is a major source of humor in the Peanuts comic strip. She often misinterprets the world around her, leading to funny situations and misunderstandings. For example, she once asked Charlie Brown why he was so sad when he had just won a baseball game. In another instance, she thought that if you put your hand on an electric fence it would give you electricity. Her innocence and lack of understanding can be endearing at times as well. When Lucy tells Sally about Santa Claus coming down the chimney on Christmas Eve, Sally believes her without question and eagerly awaits his arrival every year. Sally's naivety is one of the most beloved aspects of Charles Schulz's classic comic strip, providing readers with plenty of laughs over the years. Main idea number 7. Peppermint Patty is a beloved character in the Peanuts comic strip, and her clumsiness is one of her defining traits. She often trips over her own feet or makes silly mistakes that lead to humorous situations. For example, she once tried to play baseball with Charlie Brown's team but ended up running around the bases in the wrong direction. Another time, she accidentally put on Snoopy's dinner plate as a hat while trying to find something else to wear. Her clumsiness also leads to some heartwarming moments when other characters come together to help her out of sticky situations. In one memorable scene from The Complete Peanuts by Charles Schulz, Peppermint Patty falls into a pond while playing tag with Marcy and Sally. Despite being soaked through, everyone comes together and helps dry off Peppermint Patty so she can continue playing. Peppermint Patty's clumsiness has become an iconic part of the Peanuts universe and continues to bring joy and laughter for fans all over the world. Main idea number 8. Marcy's intelligence is a major source of humor in the Peanuts comic strip. She often outsmarts the other characters, and her advice is usually spot on. Marcy has an impressive knowledge base that she draws from to help her friends solve their problems. Her quick wit and sharp tongue make her a formidable opponent in any debate or argument, but she also knows when to back off if things get too heated. Marcy's intelligence isn't just used for comedic effect, it also serves as a reminder that even though we may not always understand why someone acts the way they do, there are reasons behind their behavior. By showing us how smart Marcy can be, Charles Schulz reminds us that everyone has something valuable to offer, even if it doesn't seem obvious at first glance. At its core, Marcy's intelligence is about more than just being clever, it's about understanding people and recognizing our own strengths and weaknesses. It teaches us to think before we act and consider all sides of an issue before making decisions. In this way, Marcy serves as an example of what it means to be intelligent, using your brain power for good instead of evil. Main idea number 9. Woodstock is a beloved character in the Peanuts comic strip, and his mischievous antics are often a source of humor. He loves to cause trouble for the other characters, whether it's stealing their food or making them late for school. Woodstock also has an affinity for getting into all sorts of mischief, from playing pranks on Snoopy to causing chaos at Charlie Brown's house. His hijinks often lead to hilarious consequences that leave readers laughing out loud. Woodstock is always up to something new and exciting, which makes him one of the most entertaining characters in the series. Whether he's trying to steal Lucy's blanket or helping Snoopy with his latest invention, Woodstock never fails to bring some fun and laughter into every situation. Even when things don't go as planned, Woodstock manages to find a way out of any sticky situation with his quick wit and charm. The mischievous little bird may be small, but he sure packs a lot of personality. From his silly antics to his endearing loyalty towards Snoopy and the gang, there's no denying that Woodstock brings plenty of joy into our lives through Charles Schulz's classic comic strip. Main idea number 10. Pigpen is a beloved character in the Peanuts comic strip, and his messiness is one of the main sources of humor. He often leaves a trail of dirt and dust wherever he goes, which can be seen as an extension of his personality. Pigpen's messiness has been used to create comedic moments throughout the series, such as when he accidentally gets mud on Charlie Brown or when Lucy tries to clean him up with disastrous results. His messy habits also serve as a reminder that it's okay to be different from everyone else, even if you're not neat and tidy like most people, you can still have fun. In addition to being funny, Pigpen's messiness also serves an important purpose in the story. It helps illustrate how much chaos exists in life. Despite all our efforts at organization and tidying up, there will always be some level of disorder that we cannot control. This idea is embodied by Pigpen, who never seems able to keep himself clean no matter what he does. Ultimately, Pigpen's messiness serves as both a source of comedy and an important lesson about life. Sometimes things don't go according to plan, but that doesn't mean they aren't worth doing anyway. Main idea number 11. Rerun's clumsiness is a major source of humor in the Peanuts comic strip. He often trips over his own feet and makes silly mistakes, which always leads to some kind of comedic situation. For example, in one strip he accidentally knocks over Snoopy's doghouse while trying to get into it himself. In another, he tries to catch a fly ball but instead ends up with a face full of mud. Riran's clumsiness also serves as an important character trait for him. It shows that despite being clumsy and making mistakes, Riran still has the courage to try new things and take risks. This helps readers relate to him more easily since everyone makes mistakes from time to time. Overall, Riran's clumsiness is an integral part of the Peanuts comic strip and provides plenty of laughs along the way. Main idea number 12. Frida's hair is a major source of humor in the Peanuts comic strip. She often wears her hair in an unconventional style, and she is frequently seen trying to style it differently. Frida's unique hairstyle has become iconic among fans of the series, and it serves as a reminder that even though life can be difficult at times, there is always room for fun and creativity. In addition to being humorous, Frida's hair also serves as a symbol of her independence. Despite living in a world where conformity is expected from everyone around her, Frida chooses to express herself through her hairstyle. Her refusal to conform shows that she values self-expression over fitting into society's expectations. Frida's hair also reflects her personality. She is strong-willed and determined but still open to new ideas. Her willingness to experiment with different styles demonstrates that she isn't afraid of taking risks or making mistakes. Instead, she embraces them as part of the creative process. Ultimately, Frida's hair represents more than just comedy. It stands for individuality and self-expression. It reminds us all that we should never be afraid to stand out from the crowd or take chances when pursuing our dreams. Main idea number 13. Violet is a major character in the Peanuts comic strip, and her gossiping ways are often used as a source of humor. She loves to spread rumors and can be seen trying to get other characters into trouble. Her gossiping has been known to cause chaos among the gang, with Charlie Brown being one of her favorite targets. Despite this, Violet's intentions are usually good-natured. She just wants everyone to have fun and enjoy themselves. Violet's gossiping also serves as an important plot device for many storylines in the Peanuts comics. For example, when Snoopy decides he wants to become a writer in Book 15, The Complete Peanuts by Charles Schulz, it is Violet who spreads the news around town that he is writing stories about them all. This leads to some interesting situations where Snoopy must try and explain himself while still keeping his identity secret. Overall, Violet's gossip provides plenty of laughs throughout the series but also helps move along certain storylines within each book. It shows how even small details like this can make a big difference when it comes to storytelling. Main idea number 14. Patty's jealousy is a major source of humor in the Peanuts comic strip. She often gets jealous when other characters get attention or recognition, and she will go to great lengths to try and outdo them. For example, when Charlie Brown receives praise for his artwork, Patty will immediately start bragging about her own artistic abilities. Similarly, if someone else has an interesting idea or accomplishment, Patty will quickly jump in with something that she believes is even better. Patty's jealousy also manifests itself in more subtle ways. When one of the other characters does something well or succeeds at something difficult, Patty may be seen rolling her eyes or making snide comments under her breath. Even though these moments are usually played for laughs, they still show how deeply rooted Patty's envy can be. Ultimately, Patty's jealousy serves as a reminder that everyone experiences envy from time to time, even beloved cartoon characters. It also shows us that it is possible to overcome our feelings of envy by focusing on our own accomplishments instead of trying to compete with others. Main idea number 15. Franklin's kindness is a major source of humor in the Peanuts comic strip. He often goes out of his way to help out the other characters, whether it be offering them advice or simply lending an ear when they need someone to talk to. His willingness to put others before himself and do whatever he can for them is admirable, and it serves as a reminder that even small acts of kindness can make a big difference. In addition, Franklin's kind nature often leads him into humorous situations. For example, in one strip he tries to cheer up Charlie Brown by giving him some candy, only for Charlie Brown to point out that he doesn't like candy. Despite this setback, Franklin remains determinedly cheerful and continues trying different things until he finds something that will make Charlie Brown smile. Overall, Franklin's kindness is an important part of the Peanuts comic strip. It provides both humor and inspiration for readers who are reminded that even small acts of kindness can have a positive impact on those around us. Main idea number 16. The little red-haired girl is a beloved character in the Peanuts comic strip. She often appears in the background, and her mysteriousness is a major source of humor for readers. Charlie Brown has an unrequited crush on her, which leads to many humorous moments as he tries to get her attention or impress her with his antics. Despite never speaking or having any lines, she still manages to be one of the most memorable characters in the series. The little red-haired girl's presence can be felt throughout the entire series, even when she isn't physically present. Whenever Charlie Brown sees something that reminds him of her, like red hair or someone wearing a dress, he blushes and gets flustered. This serves as a reminder that although we may not know much about this mysterious girl, she still holds an important place in Charlie Brown's heart. Although we don't know much about the little red-haired girl beyond what Charles Schulz has revealed through his artwork and dialogue from other characters, it's clear that she plays an important role in Peanuts lore. Her enigmatic nature adds another layer of mystery and intrigue to the already beloved comic strip. Main idea number 17. Snoopy's siblings are a major source of humor in the Peanuts comic strip. They often get into trouble and cause chaos, much to the dismay of their older brother Snoopy. From Book 15 The Complete Peanuts by Charles Schulz, we learn that Snoopy has five siblings, Spike, Belle, Marbles, Olaf and Andy. Each one is unique in their own way and brings something special to the family dynamic. Spike is an independent dog who lives out on his own in Needles, California. He loves adventure and exploring new places but also enjoys spending time with his family when he visits them back home. Belle is a sweet-natured beagle who loves music and dancing. She always brightens up any room she enters with her cheerful personality. Marbles is a mischievous pup who loves playing pranks on everyone around him. He never takes anything too seriously, which can lead to some funny situations. Olaf is an old English sheepdog whose size makes him intimidating at first glance, but he's actually quite gentle-hearted underneath it all. Finally, there's Andy, the youngest sibling, who looks up to Snoopy as an example of how to live life. The antics of Snoopy's siblings provide plenty of laughs throughout the Peanuts comic strip series. They may not always behave perfectly, but they bring joy wherever they go. Main idea number 18. Snoopy's doghouse is an iconic part of the Peanuts comic strip. It often changes shape and size, depending on what Snoopy needs it for at any given moment. Whether he's using it as a boat, a plane, or just his home away from home, Snoopy's doghouse is always there to provide him with shelter and comfort. The design of the doghouse also provides plenty of comedic moments in the strip. Its unique shape and size make it stand out among other objects in the background. The design of Snoopy's doghouse has been used by Charles Schulz to create humorous situations throughout the years. In one memorable instance, Lucy uses it as a makeshift psychiatrist office when she sets up her own practice outside Charlie Brown's house. In another instance, Linus uses it as a fort during an epic snowball fight against Charlie Brown and his friends. No matter how many times we see Snoopy's doghouse being used, differently each time adds something new to our understanding of this beloved character. Main idea number 19. Snoopy is a beloved character in the Peanuts comic strip, and his writing has been a source of humor for generations. He often writes stories about himself and his adventures, which are usually quite imaginative. Snoopy can be seen typing away on his typewriter at various points throughout the comic strip, creating stories that make readers laugh out loud. His writing style is unique and full of wit, making it one of the most memorable aspects of the Peanuts series. In The Complete Peanuts by Charles Schulz Book 15, readers get to see some of Snoopy's best work. From short stories to poems to plays, this collection showcases all kinds of creative works from our favorite beagle philosopher. It's an entertaining read that will bring back fond memories for fans who have grown up with Snoopy over the years. Whether you're looking for a good laugh or just want to appreciate some classic literature from one of America's greatest cartoonists, The Complete Peanuts by Charles Schulz Book 15 is sure to provide hours upon hours of entertainment. Main idea number 20. Snoopy's dancing is a source of joy and laughter for readers of the Peanuts comic strip. He often dances to music, performing silly moves that make everyone smile. His enthusiasm for life and his love of music are contagious, as he can be seen twirling around in circles or doing the twist with abandon. Snoopy's dancing also serves as a reminder to take time out from our busy lives to enjoy the simple pleasures in life. In The Complete Peanuts by Charles Schulz, Snoopy's dancing is featured prominently throughout the book. From his first appearance on page 15 where he does an impromptu jig while playing piano, to later scenes where he performs elaborate dance routines with Woodstock or Lucy, Snoopy always brings a sense of fun and lightheartedness wherever he goes. Whether it's jazzing up a party or just providing some much-needed entertainment during dull moments, Snoopy's dancing never fails to bring smiles and laughter into any situation. It reminds us all that sometimes we need to let go and have some fun. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.